Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we dive into the groundbreaking book, Multipliers: How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Smarter, by Liz Wiseman. Published in 2010, this book has made waves in the leadership world for its profound insights into how leaders can have a significant impact on organizational performance. The central premise of Multipliers revolves around the idea that effective leaders are those who multiply the intelligence and capabilities of their team members, rather than diminish them. Liz Wiseman introduces the concept of multipliers by contrasting them with their counterparts, diminishers. Multipliers are leaders who amplify the intelligence and talents of their team members, resulting in higher levels of productivity, innovation, and engagement. They create an environment where people feel empowered, valued, and motivated to contribute their best. On the other hand, diminishers are leaders who unintentionally or deliberately stifle the potential of those around them. They often micromanage, dominate discussions, and undermine the confidence of their team members. The negative impact of diminishers can lead to underutilized talent, disengagement, and diminished results. To illustrate the practices of multipliers, the book outlines five key disciplines that multiplier leaders embody: the talent magnet. Multipliers attract and retain top talent by recognizing and leveraging the unique strengths of each team member. They create an environment where people want to work and grow. The liberator. Multipliers empower their team members to take ownership of their work. They delegate responsibility, trust their team's abilities, and provide the necessary resources and support for success. The challenger. Multipliers stretch their team members by giving them challenging opportunities that encourage growth and development. They set high expectations and encourage people to surpass their own limits. The debate maker. Multipliers foster a culture of open and constructive debate. They encourage diverse perspectives and create a safe space for dissenting opinions, resulting in better decisions and innovative solutions. The investor. Multipliers invest time and energy in the growth and development of their team members. They provide coaching, feedback, and opportunities for learning, allowing individuals to continuously improve their skills. Throughout the book, Liz Wiseman presents numerous real-life examples and case studies from a wide range of industries and organizations to illustrate the multiplier and diminisher leadership styles. These examples help readers understand how these principles can be applied in various contexts, from corporate boardrooms to classrooms and sports teams. Multipliers, by Liz Wiseman, is a thought-provoking and insightful book that challenges conventional notions of leadership. It encourages leaders to adopt a mindset that values and multiplies the intelligence and potential of their team members. By providing a clear framework and practical strategies, the book empowers leaders at all levels to become multipliers, thereby creating environments where everyone can thrive and contribute their best. It's a must-read for anyone interested in leadership development and organizational success. Let's take a closer look at the summary of each chapter. Chapter 1, The Talent Magnet. This chapter sets the stage for the entire book by establishing the foundational idea that multipliers are leaders who bring out the best in others, acting as talent magnets that attract and retain top performers. It introduces the key themes of the book, such as the contrast between multiplier and diminisher leadership styles and the impact of leadership on talent and team dynamics. Wiseman explains that multipliers have a unique ability to attract and retain top talent. They do this by recognizing the individual strengths and talents of their team members, making them feel valued and appreciated. Multipliers create an environment where people want to work, grow, and contribute their best efforts. Chapter 2, Diminishers, The Empire Builders. In this chapter, Wiseman delves into the characteristics of diminishers, leaders who unintentionally or deliberately suppress the intelligence and potential of their team members. She identifies specific behaviors and traits that diminishers exhibit. Wiseman explains that diminishers often act as empire builders, seeking to consolidate power and control within the organization. They may micromanage, dominate discussions, and undermine the confidence of their team members. This behavior can create a toxic work environment where people feel disempowered and hesitant to speak up. Chapter 3: Talent Magnets Look for Signs of Genius. This chapter deepens the understanding of the multiplier leadership style by highlighting their ability to identify and cultivate the hidden talents and capabilities of their team members. It emphasizes the role of leaders in creating an environment where people are encouraged to showcase their genius and contribute their best work. Multipliers look for signs of genius in their team members, which are moments of exceptional performance or insight. They recognize that everyone has a unique set of skills and talents that can be leveraged for the benefit of the team. Multipliers actively seek out these signs of genius and provide opportunities for individuals to use their strengths to the fullest. Chapter 4: The Liberator. This chapter emphasizes that multipliers are not control freaks but rather leaders who liberate their teams to perform at their best. It highlights the importance of trust, empowerment, and accountability in leadership, and how these qualities contribute to higher levels of engagement and productivity. Multipliers act as liberators by giving their team members the freedom to make decisions and take initiative. They delegate responsibility and authority, allowing individuals to tap into their full potential. This liberation fosters a sense of ownership and motivation among team members. Chapter 5: The Challenger. In this chapter, Wiseman emphasizes that multipliers are not satisfied with the status quo. They challenge their teams to reach new heights and continuously improve. By doing so, they create an environment where individuals are motivated to push their boundaries and achieve extraordinary results. Multipliers challenge their team members by providing them with tasks and projects that are intellectually stimulating and demanding. They believe that people can rise to the occasion and excel when pushed beyond their comfort zones. This approach inspires innovation and growth. Chapter 6: The Debate Maker. This chapter underscores the importance of fostering a culture of healthy debate in organizations. Multipliers create an environment where people feel comfortable sharing their opinions and challenging the status quo. This leads to more informed decisions and innovative solutions. Multipliers understand the value of diverse viewpoints and recognize that the best decisions often arise from robust debates. They actively invite input from team members, and they do not shut down dissent. Instead, they use debate as a tool to refine ideas and reach better conclusions. Chapter 7: The Investor. In this chapter, Wiseman highlights the role of leaders in nurturing the talents of their team members. Multipliers understand that their investment in people pays dividends in terms of improved performance and long-term success. They actively mentor and develop their team members to ensure their continued growth. Multipliers act as investors by helping individuals expand their skills, knowledge, and capabilities. They provide guidance and support to help team members reach their full potential. This investment in personal and professional growth fosters a culture of continuous improvement. Conclusion: Becoming a Multiplier. The book concludes by providing readers with guidance on how to become a multiplier. It offers practical strategies for shifting from a diminisher mindset to a multiplier mindset, such as self-assessment tools and action steps to implement multiplier practices. In Multipliers, Liz Wiseman suggests several practical applications and actionable steps for leaders to become effective multipliers. Identify your leadership style. Before you can become a multiplier, it's important to understand your leadership style. Are you a diminisher or a multiplier? Once you identify your style, you can start making changes to become a more effective leader. Create a safe environment for your team. Multipliers create a safe environment for their team to share ideas and take risks. Encourage your team to speak up and share their ideas, even if they are different from your own. Ask questions. Multipliers ask questions to help their team think through problems and come up with solutions. Instead of providing answers, ask open-ended questions that encourage your team to think critically. Give ownership to your team. Multipliers give ownership to their team and trust them to make decisions. Give your team the autonomy to make decisions and take ownership of their work. Develop your team. multipliers invest in the development of their team members. Provide opportunities for your team to learn and grow, and give them feedback to help them improve. Celebrate successes, multipliers celebrate the successes of their team. Recognize and celebrate the achievements of your team members to show your appreciation for their hard work. By implementing these practical applications and actionable steps, leaders can become effective multipliers who bring out the best in their team and achieve greater success. Things to really reflect on from this book. Multipliers amplify the intelligence and capability of the people around them. They create an environment of growth and development, where people feel empowered to take risks and learn from their mistakes. In the book, Wiseman describes how former Intel CEO, Andy Grove, was a multiplier who encouraged his employees to take ownership of their work and make decisions on their own. This led to the development of innovative products and a culture of continuous improvement. Diminishers, on the other hand, drain the intelligence and capability of the people around them. They create an environment of fear and micromanagement, where people feel disempowered and afraid to take risks. Wiseman shares the story of a manager who was a classic diminisher. He would constantly criticize his team members, micromanage their work, and never give them credit for their successes. As a result, his team became demotivated and their performance suffered. Multipliers focus on talent development and building a strong team. They recognize the unique strengths and abilities of each team member and work to create an environment where everyone can contribute their best work. The book describes how former General Electric CEO, Jack Welch, was a multiplier who invested heavily in leadership development programs and encouraged his employees to take on new challenges. This led to a culture of continuous learning and development, and helped GE become one of the most successful companies in the world. Diminishers tend to be control freaks who micromanage their team and don't trust others to make decisions. They create a culture of fear and anxiety, where people are afraid to take risks or speak up. Wiseman shares the story of a CEO who was a classic diminisher. He would constantly second-guess his team members, micromanage their work, and never give them the autonomy to make decisions on their own. As a result, his team became demotivated and many of them eventually left the company. Multipliers are great listeners who value the input and ideas of their team members. They create an environment where everyone feels heard and valued, and where people are encouraged to share their ideas and opinions. The book describes how former Disney CEO, Michael Eisner, was a multiplier who would regularly hold brainstorming sessions with his team to generate new ideas and solve problems. He would listen carefully to everyone's input and encourage them to build on each other's ideas. Here are some quotes from the book that capture its essence. Multipliers don't get more out of people by making them work harder. They create a genius factory that releases the intelligence, talent, and passion of people. The best leaders are not the ones who know all the answers, but the ones who ask the right questions. The best leaders are not the ones who have all the ideas, but the ones who create a culture where everyone's ideas are heard and valued. Multipliers are leaders who use their intelligence to amplify the smarts and capabilities of the people around them. The most effective leaders are those who are able to bring out the best in others, not just in themselves. Multipliers don't just manage people, they inspire and empower them to achieve more than they ever thought possible. Leaders who are multipliers create an environment where people feel safe to take risks, make mistakes, and learn from them. Multipliers don't just delegate tasks, they delegate ownership and accountability, which leads to greater commitment and engagement. The best leaders are not the ones who take all the credit, they are the ones who give credit where credit is due and celebrate the success of their team. Multipliers are not just great leaders, they are great teachers who are constantly coaching and developing their team members to reach their full potential. Multipliers, by Liz Wiseman, challenges conventional notions of leadership and encourages leaders at all levels to become multipliers, creating environments where everyone can thrive and contribute their best. Thank you for joining us on this episode. If you want to learn more about multipliers and how to become a better leader, be sure to pick up a copy of Liz Wiseman's book. And remember, leadership is not just about leading, It's about amplifying the potential of those around you.